know?
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Man, just get some meth, all right?
She's not here.
Don't jerk me around, man. Where is she?
She got married.
What?
She at the trench. She got married to a bohunk.
Married?
Married.
Married?
Yeah, married.
Married?
Married.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Hot Bagwine, Ohio. And welcome to our wedding show. And sitting next to me, to my right, a mere 124 miles away, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. Matt Man, I tell you, I am just happy to be here tonight.
And we why is that?
Well, we had a little problem yesterday here in Redneckville, Arkansas. The power went out yesterday evening, and it was a 95-degree day. And I believe what happened was, you know, people got home from work and everybody cranked up the air conditioning and, you know, was making dinner and what have you. And poor old neglected electrical grids just could not handle it. And power went down throughout most of the town for about an hour or so.
Yeah.
And then we were without cable, phone, and internet for the next 5 hours.
Oh, my God. How did you survive?
Well, it was lonely. All my friends live inside my computer in the little internet tubes.
Well, you know, I saw you mention, I read that you mentioned that you were out power. Everyone was saying the J-Man's without power. He doesn't have internet access. And I'm thinking, all I could do, I had this vision in my mind that you are talking to your mom, and she's probably saying, Jay, you need to make some real friends. But wait, Jay. And then you respond to her. You're shaking your laptop going, I have friends, and they're all inside this box.
And they are. But I don't shake my precious little laptop too hard.
Because it is fairly new.
Yes. And it's all I've got. So But I was able to get off a few tweets via text messaging on my old school phone, my cell phone there, but that was it. I wasn't able to interact with people via Twitter or Tumblr or Facebook or anything like that. And it was, I got desperate. I just, you know, I picked up a book and sat down and read last night.
Really? What'd you read?
Yeah. I was reading Bangkok Babylon by Jerry Francis.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you would pick up a copy of the Best of Mad Magazine or whatever.
So
not
anyway.
Not that you're not scholarly.
No, no, not at all. But anyway, that was how my Friday night went. But luckily, the internet came back at just a little before midnight, and I was able to get a little internet fix in before
I that's good.
Called it a night. Whew. Close call.
Of course, our audience tonight will be the judge of whether it's a good thing that your internet came back or not.
In fact, right now they're probably already saying, God, I wish his internet was still down. Before we get too far into things here, I want to give a quick shout-out, if that's okay, Mattman, to our friends in Chicagoland, in the Chicago area. They've had a couple of big storms roll through there. I understand there's trees down and some power out in some of the suburbs. And so everyone out there, stay safe. Of course, if your power's out, you're not listening to us, but that, you know.
Let's just hope it didn't blow the pickles off the Chicago dogs.
Exactly. So, anyway, how was your day and your weekend going, Matt?
So far, so good. Had a great day at the beer mine. Really hot up here in Bagwine, so there was a lot of cleavage shots. Although I was called a liar one time today. And I pride myself on being honest. Yeah. Some lady came through and said, do you have... Lipton Brisk Raspberry Tea. And I said, no, ma'am. And she said, no, seriously. So evidently I'm a tea liar.
You're a tease.
I am a tease. And I don't want to make that sale. My purpose in life is to drive you people off.
Yeah. Well, more than likely what happened was you were just standing there and you said, you know what? I am not selling any more tea today. That's it.
I am teed out. I'm teed off.
You're teed off. Well, Mattman, we already have a phone call here. Did you see that?
No, I did not. You know why,
Dave? We do. You're wandering around?
Yes, of course I am. We already, oh my God, 304, I know this area code. Should we take it? Okay.
Why
let's
not?
Let's
hit it.
304, you're on with Stupid.
I most definitely am. Hey guys, Steve Adams here.
Yes, Steve.
Steve-o!
What's up, guys?
Oh, nothing, just hanging out in this fine June weather. How's things down in the Mountaineer State, and how's, more importantly, how's Billy Ray Tomlin doing?
Well, things are good down here. Just got back from a camping trip in beautiful Kanawha State Forest. It was one girl, three guys, and she was already taken, so I had to snuggle with another guy. But otherwise, it was a pleasant trip.
So, are you and this guy betrothed to each other?
Well, the way we were kind of bickering last night, they apparently called us.
You know, you shouldn't have said
that.
Steven, let me stop you right there. You shouldn't have said dickering.
I guess it almost sounds close to dickering, or? if you mishear that, that could be taken really out of context. So.
Yeah, especially if you know. You have one of those immature senses of humor that some people have. Not me, of course.
Oh, no. Well, that's why I called, guys, because I saw Jay's tweet about the show today, and I think you were trying to say the horrors of marriage, but I, off the top of my head, just getting a quick glance at it, I thought for sure you said the horrors of marriage, and I thought this was just going to be some real easy married woman you guys would be talking about. Now that I know you're talking about the horrors of marriage, I'm, you know, kind of disappointed now.
Oh, the horrors of marriage are mommy bloggers.
Oh, my God. That's a whole nother show.
Well, I suggest you all start planning for that show, but... You know, I know you guys are going to be getting into that here a little bit later, but I just wanted to place my vote very early on. Marriage is a bad idea. why spend the money, especially if you're having a wedding? I just went to a friend's wedding here at the wonderful Clay Center here in Charleston, and it was a great wedding, and obviously a lot of money was put into it. But I don't understand why you'd want to put that much money into what I lovingly call a pre-divorce party.
No, and I'll tell you what, Stephen, I actually agree with you. Even if your marriage lasts 50 years, why would you put all that money into a ceremony when you could, you know, put a down payment on a house or whatever?
Right.
Oh, or amen.
Use that money for a nice little honeymoon somewhere.
Yeah. And I've got a story about that coming up.
Potential divorce hearing.
Exactly.
Prenup.
Well, we've actually
got
a little discussion about that coming up here in a little bit about prenups and pre-planning.
Well,
divorces
fantastic.
And stuff
well,
like
then
that.
I'm going to get off the line because I don't want to take up your entire time with that. So you gentlemen have a nice remaining show, and I will listen in and learn some valuable lessons. I've not been married yet. I'm 28 years old, and hopefully the advice you all give me will help me to continue to not be married.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Stephen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That was Stephen from West Virginia, a great reporter. It covers the political scene in West Virginia.
Absolutely, yes. If I could find his Twitter name,
I
would.
I was just thinking of that.
I would give it to you. We could have asked him. You know, we had him on the phone.
I think it is at Stephen Adams WV. I think it is. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure that's it, and it's Stephen spelled with a V, not a PH.
Exactly. Because
yeah,
the
because
people
that's
who spell it with... The people who spell it with PH, well, they're just pretentious.
Yes, they are. And nobody in West Virginia is pretentious. So.
No. Nor would they use a PH.
No.
When a V will do.
All right, so I guess we'll go ahead and just kind of dive right into this here. The subject
yeah.
of the show is weddings and marriage.
It is. Yep, because June... You know, June brides, June this, June that. Weddings, the wedding season starts in June, and we're here.
Yep.
It's arrived.
Yep, it's that time of the year when young men are sitting around drinking a beer saying, "Oh, my God, what have I done? My life is over." And, of course, then there's a lot of other young men that are standing there in a tux, and when the preacher asks him the question, he turns around, he looks at his future father-in-law holding the shotgun, he turns back around and says, "I do."
And folks, for you just turning in, that's an Arkansas perspective.
Yeah.
For an Ohio,
not like the high
for
class
Ohio,
folks. Of, yeah.
For an Ohio perspective, you got a guy standing over his daughter's shoulder saying, "Damn, look at his meth factory."
You got to marry into that.
Mm-hmm.
We could merge, consolidate our business.
So, Jay, I mean, you and I make fun of marriage, and I don't know. It's okay and all that, but do you think marriage is outdated or whatever?
Marriage works for some people. As an institution, though, I think it's kind of I think you're trying to force people into something that I don't think is really all that natural for most people, and that's to get married at a young age to somebody and stay married to them for 50 years and.
And the
doesn't
whole
sound
monogamy,
like a lot of fun.
The whole monogamy thing. What's so natural about that?
Well, you can be monogamous without having that ring on your finger. if you're the type of person that's not going to be monogamous, having a ring isn't going to make any difference. You're a cheater.
Yeah, actually,
you're
it
a cheater.
Does,
then you're a cheater, right?
Well, I noticed when I was married, when I had that ring on my finger, man, I was a chick magnet. So yes, it does make a difference.
It is, that is true. It is true that it is much more, much, much harder to get women to even talk to you if you're single than if you're married.
Oh, you're safe. Let's have sex. You know.
Yeah. Sometimes a lot of men, when they go to a strip club, they put on an Armani suit and a Rolex watch, you know, to try to attract the strippers. I just put on a wedding ring. They're all over me.
There you go.
But you know what? We have a special report, don't we, from one of our crack reporters here.
Well,
Kim Fragile.
Yeah, our fave babe reporter, Kim Fragile. She's been planning this for almost 9 months. She went to Vegas. She went to Vegas with her boyfriend, Michael, and she was hoping to get married. And she logged in, being the dutiful reporter she is, she logged in a live report. So let's see what happened.
Well, do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
And we'll see what happened.
Jay, Mattman, Kim Fragile here. As you know, I came to Vegas this weekend in order to get married. And my boyfriend Michael, who, by the way, is the world's foremost seal herder, left me at the altar. I have never been so crushed nor humiliated. We were in love, and then Michael... he ran away faster than Mitt Romney running away from his own ideas after our Sam Kinison look-alike preacher said the following.
What's your name? Michael? Well, Michael, if you ever think about getting married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, change your life, will you do me a favor, Mike? Remember this face. That's going to be your fucking face everywhere. The face of every married man.
Jay, Mattman, back to you guys in the studio. Oh, look, 777s. Hot damn.
Poor, poor Kim.
Yeah, well, it seemed to work out for her in the end.
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, this is really the best that she could have actually hoped for. She's better off without that guy.
Yes, she is.
What a jerk.
I know.
Yeah.
She would have been better marrying a guy on your dick. Because.
He's a little freakier. She likes the freakier guys.
Yes, she does.
So, of the two of us, Mattman, you're the only one who's actually been married.
Yeah.
And looking back on it today, or actually soon after it was over, you noticed that there were some things that you should have picked up on maybe before the wedding.
Yes, that, Jay, you know. About 24 years ago, I got married. Didn't work out, but there were signal signs all through the wedding and even into the honeymoon that they were portents, they were omens that I didn't pick up upon. You know, besides being yelled at every day, I didn't pick up on these things. I mean, we argued over the, it all started when we argued over the theme colors. Because, you know, Jay, when you get married, you got to have a theme color. You got to have a color.
Yes, you do. You got to have a theme. Got to have a color. Got to have flowers.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I wanted to go with red and black. We ended up with peach and gray. We should have gone with red and black, you know, seeing how much of a Nazi she turned out to be.
Well, I know you wanted that red, you know, to a little a nod to Ohio State there. I know
yeah,
what a big fan
exactly.
you are.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I never, but I'll tell you what, red and black would have been better because the whole time I was married to her, instead of her real name, I called her Axis Sally. And then we had a priest. Oh, my God, he was so sweet. Because if you're Catholic, and I was at the time, you got to go through all this, these classes and stuff. And we had this guy, Father Geraci. He was so sweet. And a week before we got married, he got transferred to Cincinnati. And we went with some German guy. Not helpful.
No. And of course, you know, many years later, when the church pedophilia scandal broke, you knew why he suddenly, without warning, got transferred, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, how about the future mother-in-law?
What's that?
Well, how about the future mother-in-law? Was there anything there that you should have picked up on?
Well, if you see the video of our wedding, she is sitting in one of the first pews of the church, shaking her head, and not in up and down motion.
That slow, disgusted side to side shake. Right?
Yes. And I swear to God, she's never smoked in her life, but I swear to God, she wanted to light a fucking Chesterfield up right then.
Maybe throw back a fifth of Wild Irish Rose.
Yeah, well.
Just to make it, you know, all go down easier for her.
No, she would.
Did you guys have a, was it a big? Go ahead.
Was it a big wedding?
A great big wedding, big reception, all that.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. She wanted to have 6 bridesmaids, 6 groomsmen.
Oh, man.
And I'm thinking, I don't have 6 friends. You know, I have 6
could have rounded up a homeless guy.
Yeah, well, I could have. I could have done some wrangling. I had 6 brothers, but I don't like all of them. But anyway, so she had 6 bridesmaids. I had 6 groomsmen. So that makes 14. But I'll tell you what. The rehearsal the night before, on the way over to the church, one of the bridesmaids got hit. And she couldn't make it to the wedding next day. So that leaves us with 13. You know,
hit like somebody punched her?
Hit by a car. She got hit by a car. She was in the hospital. So that leaves us with 13, you know, just like the Last Supper. And you know how that turned out.
Well, yeah, you probably should have picked up on some of these things.
I should have. And I'll tell you what, we were going to get married in August, but August, as you know, August in Ohio is pretty hot and humid. So we
went on the warm side.
May. Yeah, we went with May because it'd be cooler. And she had a lot of people out of town coming in for this stellar event. So we had it in May, Memorial Day weekend, just to piss everybody off. Hey, I was going to spend a 3-day weekend. Oh, God, yeah, they're getting married. Anyway, so we're married in this Catholic church that does not have air conditioning, and it's May, so it's not going to be too bad. Oh, no, it's 95 degrees that day. It is hotter than hell, and the varnish on this 1898 church is coming off onto the suits and of everyone who sits down in the pews. So everyone is leaving stained and all that, and I'm thinking, oh, my God.
I'd have sent you a bill for that if it got my sense.
Well, the only people it didn't come off on were my two aunts, who are nuns.
Yeah, God said, nope, not them.
No, I know. And then
real
on
quick,
our honeymoon, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say real quick that we've got about 4 minutes left in the live stream if anybody wanted to call in before we go into our overtime session that you will only be able to hear in archives. The number is 661-244-9852. And now we'll get back to the honeymoon, because the honeymoon is where the real action is.
Well, we can do the honeymoon in overtime because I think you have a new sponsor for the show.
Well, we do. In fact, it is part of our expanding our media empire. Is we have moved into several different businesses because, you know, you and I are multi-talented guys, and we can do a lot of different things.
Exactly.
And so we wanted to introduce our new business because it's the perfect time to do it, too, since it's marriage season. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, folks. You know the biggest decisions you'll make in life are when you get married and when you get divorced. Both are extremely emotional and take so much planning and time. But what if a service did both of those things for you at the same time? Introducing I'm With Stupid's Marriage and Divorce Planning Services. It's a simple concept, really. We help you plan out your wedding, the location, color scheme, reception, all that stuff. And at the same time, we help you plan out the divorce. It really eases the stress of not only getting married, but of the whole time that you are married, you know the divorce has already been taken care of also. Which designer should we go with for the dress? How many tiers should the cake have? Who gets the house? How will we work out custody of the kids? All of these questions get decided before you ever say I do. And when it comes time to say get out, you already know who actually has to leave. All you have to do is file the paperwork that's already been prepared with the court. It's so much easier than a regular old prenup. You just can't put a price tag on that kind of peace of mind. So that's I'm With Stupid's Marriage and Divorce Planning Services. We'll make sure you have the wedding of your dreams, and we'll make sure that the divorce does not turn into a nightmare.
See, I think it's going to be huge.
I do, too.
I think it's a great business concept, kind of similar to, you know, when they decided to put, like, Taco Bell and KFC and Pizza Hut all in one place, right there together in a convenience store, gas station type thing.
Oh, I know.
You know, just kind of merging different business models, put them together into one, providing a great service for people at a fair price, of course.
Of course, and that's what we're all about.
Absolutely.
Quality entertainment at a good price.
That's right. And you can't get any better price than BTR. And we're about to lose the live stream, so we want to thank the folks who listened. We had some guests in. A couple of them left. Won't take that personally. It's okay. It's okay. We thank you for being here. And my good friend, and I don't want to butcher the pronunciation of this name, Manier, M-A-N-I-A-R. He's known him for a long time. One of my friends who lives in my laptop. And
in your magic
he's,
box.
Yep, he's a part of our international audience, living in Canada. As Sarah Palin would say, oh, he lives overseas. But be sure to come back later in the week and listen to the archives so you can hear the final 15 minutes, because we've got stuff to cover still.
Right? I know.
So let's you want to get back into the honeymoon?
Oh, my God. I just snorted.
Because I'm kind of excited to hear about the honeymoon. I mean, I got to tell you.
I'll tell you what. It was the most disastrous Oh my God, it was awful. Okay, so we're married. I wish I had a cough button. Okay, we were supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. Well, we can't leave at 9 o'clock the next day because she has to do her hair. And my God, this is the 80s, Jay. You talk about about big hair. This chick had big hair. It was taller than both of us combined. And then, okay, we're going to Williamsburg, Virginia. The whole trip is paid for. It was a present from one of my brothers, which was very sweet. We
yes,
get down to Williamsburg. What?
I said, well, I was just saying, yes, it was. That is a very nice gift.
Yeah, it was. We're down there 2 hours. Guess what the first sound is that we hear in the hotel room? It's not her and I having matrimonial love sounds. It's the tornado sirens going off. So we're in the hotel. And I said, come on, we got to get downstairs, which was cool because that's where the bar was. Oh, no, I got to fix my hair first.
I'm not.
It's a tornado.
I'm not going out there in public without my hair fixed.
I could die any minute. I got to look good. Oh, my God. And then, let me tell you, we had these food tickets where you got, we handed them in and you got a free entree and all this shit. One of them was a free shrimp cocktail. Oh, you both get one. Well, I don't like raw shrimp. I like baked or fried shrimp, but not. Oh, my. So I said, well, I don't want mine. Well, I said, I don't want mine. And she said, well, I'll eat it. Boy, I did not know that my wife could put food down so readily. Oh, my God. I watched her eat two shrimp cocktails in a matter of 2.5 minutes. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I don't know that I would be so bothered by that. I mean, I like raw shrimp. I'm a shrimp cocktail kind of guy.
That's fine. But could you just have one and just leave it alone? Oh, no.
Well, you know, you could have put the rest in a box and put it in the fridge in the room and had it later. Sure.
You could have, but there was no chance of that happening. I want it now, God damn it. Oh, my God.
How long were you guys in Williamsburg?
6 days.
Ugh. There's not that much to do in Williamsburg.
Oh, sure there is. You got Colonial Williamsburg. And I'll tell you what. I actually have a through all this crap, I have one of the funniest pictures, and I'll have to send it to you. I have my ex-wife leaning on a pop machine, and I said, the caption is, this is the first pop machine in Colonial Williamsburg.
A little bit of history for you there, kids. Go get you a Pepsi out of that machine. First one ever.
I don't want to post it because Sarah Palin will use it.
See?
Freedom came to America through a pop machine. Oh, my goodness.
Well, so basically your position is that people should simply shack up rather than get married. Is that what you...
Oh, hell yeah. I've been shacked up for 11 years, and I love it.
Yeah?
I don't have to clean. I don't have to do every... anything. Schmoop does my laundry. She cleans the house. All I have to do is cook once a week.
Well, you've got it pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I too, I'm not a big fan of marriage. I have never been married. And it's possible that I'm not a fan of marriage because nobody has ever wanted to marry me. And I'm just, you know, trying to act tough. Though at least that's what my therapist says, but I'm not really supposed to talk about that. But if I do ever get married, it will be in Las Vegas because marriage is a big crapshoot anyway. So might as well be out there. But my plan is that I want it to be a theme wedding. And the best man is going to be a Dean Martin impersonator because he's the coolest dude that ever lived.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my groomsmen will be Sammy Davis Jr., of course, the second coolest guy that ever lived. My wife's maid of honor will be Marilyn Monroe, and bridesmaid will be Anne Margaret, which will make it very difficult to go ahead and marry anybody else, I'll tell you.
No kidding.
So we might go with Audrey Hepburn just to, you know, make it less distracting. And of course, presiding over the ceremony will be Foster Brooks. You know, for a little, you know, comic relief.
Well, I thought maybe the pastor would be Nipsey Russell.
It could be Nipsey Russell. We need to bring Nipsey back.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we need to do a Nipsey Russell moment. We might do that on the Monday shows.
Okay.
If people who are listening, if you don't mind, we'll just go ahead and do a little show prep for our next show. Which, by the way, we also can be heard. Not only are we on every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, we are on every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Damn right.
In spite of your cries to stop it.
Well, we had to add a second show a week because our vast and diverse worldwide audience demanded it. Or they demanded something from us. I don't really remember. But
well, they said stop, and we heard a second show. Okay.
Exactly. Because we have that selective hearing.
Yes.
And, of course, speaking of the online world, you can always find us. We have an official show Twitter account, IWS_radio is our Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find us on Tumblr, IWS_radio.tumblr.com. Excuse me.
And
nope. IWSradio.tumblr.com. And then we have an email, IWS_radio@yahoo.com.
You are amazing.
Yeah, we are. We're just all over the place, man. You never know where we might show up.
So, if anyone's thinking about getting married, what would you tell them?
I would say, don't do it.
Really?
I would say, really think about this a little bit longer. Live together for a while. I think I'm a big believer in living together before you get married. Because, you know, people, you know, when you're just dating, you're trying to be perfect all the time. You don't really know that they, you know, all of their disgusting habits yet. And if you live together, you'll learn them pretty quickly. like they might eat 2 complete servings of shrimp cocktail in one sitting.
Yeah, and it would end up looking like Liz Taylor at a buffet. Oh, my God, it was disgusting.
And, you know, ladies out there, your man, you know, the guy you're dating, he takes you to dinner and you guys have, you know, he has a little a petite sirloin and some veggies, and you know, and a glass of wine. And he, you know, he walks you to the door, gives you a little kiss on the cheek, tells you how lovely you are and what a wonderful night he had. And then he probably goes home and just, like, you know, eats a bag of Doritos and drinks, you know, an 18-pack of beer. So you need to keep an eye on this stuff.
And he scratches his nuts.
And he lays on the couch.
Not that I know that, Jay. Not that I know that.
And he lies around on the couch on Sundays in his dirty underwear watching football, scratching his nuts. Exactly. And in fact, he scratches his nuts and then goes straight from there to the bowl with the Doritos in them. Now, that's
in
disgusting.
In between sniffing his fingers. Well, that's not so bad.
Well, you know, sniff the fingers before the Doritos and then after to see, you know, if the Dorito dust really does cover up all smells. You know? But also, we need to get into real quick here. If you're talking about marriage, you have to bring up the subject of gay marriage, mainly because it's on the show tags here. Now, I was thinking about this when we were talking about marriage. Now, first of all, I mean, I support, you know, gay marriage, or as the former Miss California called it, opposite marriage.
Yes.
You know, I don't see. Prejean, Carrie Prejean?
Carrie Prejean, yes.
Yeah. And, look, I don't see any reason to not let gays get married. I mean, if they want, you know, I don't know why they want to have all the same misery and heartache that straight people do, but go for it, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I would hope that a few years from now, a couple of gay guys could be hosting the show on BTR. Talking about their disastrous wedding and honeymoon.
And then one guy telling the other, you know, why did you buy a generic Dustbuster?
Anyway, well, I knew the wedding was bad. We knew it was going to be a problem when I wanted to play Cher and he wanted to play Lady Gaga, and we had a huge fight over it.
Oh.
And finally, we just went old school and played Madonna, but it just wasn't the same.
Why do I always have to be the German Shepherd?
Two minutes left.
Well, you know, Jay, we're back on Mondays. We're going to be on Monday at 11.
Yeah. 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Where we
every bit as good as this.
Oh, it'll be even better, maybe. We don't really prep as much for that show.
No, we don't.
But we'll be mostly topical, and I think we might be discussing a little John Edwards action on Monday.
John Edwards. Yeah,
maybe some Sarah Palin on her historic bus tour.
Yes, and it is D-Day.
It is D-Day.
That's what it's really called.
Exactly. So we can discuss that and the great victory by the American military in World War II, you know, under the direction of General Thurgood Marshall. So, anyway, we're going to get cut off in a matter of seconds.
I do like Thurgood Marshall because he undid all the wrongs that Clarence Thomas did.
All right. We just surely the show's going to end anytime now. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Thank you, Leslie Nielsen.
No, it's not. Don't call me Shirley again. So anyway, thanks to everybody for listening. It was a great time. Heading for way up on the first page of the ratings again. I can feel it. It's where we live, in the top 10, baby.
Always a pleasure, Jay.
Enjoyed it, Matt. Seriously, I've got 616. Really, come on, BTR. You know, BTR cuts us off.
And now they're going to let us go
at
on.
At random
for three
times,
hours.
And now they're just going to let us talk all night. Well, fine. I'll show them. Actually, I can just talk all night. It's fine with me.
They're going to let us hang ourselves.
I can sit here and I can just listen to myself talk. God knows how long.
Jay can let himself. He likes the sound of his own voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jay. Schmoop said she likes the sound of your voice.
Damn right, baby.
Go ahead.
I like
her.
The sound of. Hey, Schmoop, what are you wearing?
Wife beater, cut off shirt, and boy shorts.
Ah, oh, that is sexy. Man. Oh, Schmoopalicious. When you get Schmoop on. Do what?
What? I was going to say, I hope Weirdo King didn't hear that.
No. He likes to know what the ladies are wearing. He might make a rather inappropriate comment.
But is there such a thing? I think not.
Well, no, not really on Twitter. I think Twitter is kind of, you know, the wild, wild west.
It's like chat rooms used to be.
Yeah, back in the old days.
Only on a grander scale.
Yep. And the Chicago Cubs just intentionally walked Albert Pujols in the bottom of the 10th because they're pussies and didn't want to pitch to him with a runner at third.
Well, would you?
Oh, yeah, I would. I'm not one of these wusses that's afraid of Albert Pujols. Come on, I'd pitch to him. I'd lob my big, high looping, 72-mile-an-hour fastball right up there.
I told you. I think I told you. I was one hell of a pitcher back in my Little League days because I threw everyone off because I didn't have a fastball. I had a medium ball.
They were a little out front of it, were they?
I was the only one on my team who could throw strikes. And the best was, I could throw strikes so they hit it. They'd hit a ground ball to the shortstop. Oh, hell, he couldn't catch it. Hey, just take a swing at Mahoney. He throws strikes. But I have two MVP trophies, Jay. Take that, baby.
Sweet. Man,
that was
my
the best of the lot.
My My Little League baseball career was less impressive. I stood around out there in right field, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, but I'm easily distracted.
No, I hadn't noticed that.
So I would be out there, you know, looking at the crowd, looking at the sky, you know, doing other things. And I would hear everybody screaming my name, and I would turn around and look, and the ball would be lying about 2 feet in front of me, and I'd pick it up and, you know, chuck it back into the infield. But of course, nobody could catch the ball. I would throw it, and it would, you know, first, you know, the second baseman would be there, and just as the ball got to him, he would duck. And you know, it would hit the pitcher right in the groin, and he'd fall over in pain, and guys would be running around the bases, and yeah.
Oh my God. You know what's funny? When I was 11 and 12 playing Little League, I batted like nearly 600, and I bet I scored 2 runs. Because no one else on my team could hit.
You'd get on base, steal second, steal third, and then just get out a lawn chair and drink a beer because you ain't going anywhere.
Oh, no. There was no stealing. There was no stealing. I'd hit it to the fence and get a single. Oh, God. And then it's not helpful when you're 11 or 12 years old. It doesn't do anything for your self-esteem because, you know, you got guys that can throw at 90 miles an hour and they can't throw strikes, so they bring Mahoney in. Oh, he can throw strikes. Coming at 45 miles an hour, they'd bring me in to pitch and I could hear all the adults going, oh.
Well, now that's similar to my my junior high basketball career, where they would, you know, coach would well, first of all, coach would holler again, you know, would yell at me, and I'd be sitting on the end of the bench, you know, looking around, you know, waving at people, you know. Anyway, I would go in there, and they would announce, you know, J-Man in the game now for the Goblins. We were the Harrison Golden Goblins, and. And he would say, J-Man in the game now. And I would hear people in the crowd go, why? Why? So, anyway. But luckily, I didn't grow up to be one of those softball assholes. You know, those softball guys who think that every game is the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know. My nearly 17-year-old son and I, we go down to the ballpark on Saturdays in the summer just to watch these people, and we laugh our asses off. Yo, come on! You're good hit! Good hit!
Take the extra base!
Way to put some wood on it! Hey, aluminum.
Well, he was yelling at Anthony Weiner for that one.
Hello.
Man, this is like the old days when we did the hour show, man.
I know. What's up with
I'm a little worried at what has BTR done.
Well, you know what's going to happen. This show will never appear. The entire show will be deleted. Oh, we gave those people too much. Delete it, delete it, delete it.
Well, I don't know. You know, I thought maybe the angry English lady who does the Blog Talk Radio usually is sitting there waiting for the exact moment, 45 minutes, click off. Maybe she has the weekend off. Or maybe weekend shows are... Maybe there's no time limit on weekend shows. We might sit here for hours and hours and hours, Matt.
You know what would be funny? If this continues, we got to continue it. If they give us 12 hours, we got to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jay, when my mom beat me when I was five, I vowed to this day.
That I would never be so mean to my kids.
Yeah. And then when I was seven, I had my first taste of chicken nuggets. Schmoop's already giving me hand signals.
Is she giving you the throat slash? Is she giving you the throat slash, you know?
No, she gave me a slash, but I don't know what it was. She's going to have to be a little more clear.
You know, Smoops, she should know by now that you really have to spell things out for Matt. You have to.
Exactly. I'm not a bright man.
You didn't catch on that fast. Well, it says show is on, but not streaming.
Jay, yeah. Listen to this. You know what she said? She said,
what?
I have a blog post to do.
Well, she does. It's
yes,
true.
She does.
Getting a little pushy about that now, but you know.
She won't top today's. And I noticed
no. There
was only two comments.
And I don't know why, because that is a very, very serious public service announcement.
Exactly. And folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, go to backwineruminations.blogspot.com. Because we gave a shout out to all our retarded friends.
That we did. Well, you know, you just felt like it, you know, you had a strong belief that it was important to run that PSA that the folks from Glee were doing or whatever, and about using the R word. It's a slur against any minority. Or as if it's the same as a slur against any minority. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I enjoyed that video. I've watched it probably maybe a dozen times now. And, I just feel kind of inspired by it.
Of course you do.
Well, let's see what's on TV here.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yemen,
we really...
Yemen leader Saleh was injured in an attack on the presidential palace today, and he's been airlifted to Saudi Arabia for medical help.
What, is he lacking oil?
He was. He took a shrapnel hit.
Oh, that's a shame.
Let's see. What are they doing on Fox News? There's some kind of story about Obama not
Did
being a
kill
Christian.
Did he kill another baby again?
And I thought maybe there
or
would be
puppy.
Wall-to-wall coverage. No, I just thought maybe there would be wall-to-wall coverage of Sarah Palin's historic bus tour.
Oh, my God. Did you see the interview with Sarah Palin and Greta Van Susteren?
No, I refuse to watch that. I refuse to watch,
oh,
especially Greta,
God.
Who has got her
know.
Head so far up Palin's ass.
Well, I'll tell you what. Greta's awful, but she asked her. Greta actually asked her very real questions about the economy and stuff. Oh my God. Sarah Palin has gone from being funny to just embarrassing. I was embarrassed. Oh, my God, I got goosebumps, and not in a good way.
Yeah. Well, today, apparently, as they were all climbing into the bus, Piper Palin, one of the Palin children, turned around to the media members who were there, and she yelled, "Thanks for ruining our vacation," as she stomped onto the bus. And it was a totally not scripted or planned or anything at all. They wouldn't do something like that. Not the Palins.
Oh, God, she's horrid.
Cardinals and Cubs are now in the top of the 11th. And now they're going to go to the bottom of the 11th. Tied at 4.
Why are we getting so much time?
I don't know. I have no idea what BTR has done. I'm just going to start reading tweets from people here pretty soon. Anybody out there who found us through Wedding News on Twitter, welcome. I'm glad you could join us. We got retweeted by the Wedding News on Twitter this afternoon. As we were temping the show out. And I don't know if Crackerville will be listening to the archives, but if you are, that's a sexy bathing suit, baby. I like it.
Cracker is sexy as hell.
And she is. We've had her on the show before, and she sexed
yes,
it up for
we
us.
Have.
We need to have her on again. Too bad she's not here right now. Oh, there's the Weirdo King.
I take it you're on Twitter.
I am, and Weirdo King just posted a little self-portrait picture there. Kind of wish
I'd
hadn't
rather not
that.
See that. But I'm sure it's lovely.
It is. Good looking man.
Oh, God.
Well, let's see what's going on Tumblr here real quick.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, we had plenty of material for, you know, nearly a 45-minute show.
We got very close
to 45 minutes this time.
Oh, shit. You know? I was surprised that the half hour came up when it did.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had, you know, Stephen called in. Shout out to Stephen.
Yeah, that was out of the blue.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. I didn't think he still listened.
No, I think he had a little hooch tonight.
Had a little, some of West Virginia's finest.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm checking. We have a... Somebody posts anonymous crushes on Tumblr, and earlier today somebody said that they had a crush on me, and I thought that was sweet. And,
that is nice.
I had to pay them $5 to do it, but that's okay. Look through here.
What
usually there's a lot of naked women
about?
On Tumblr.
Oh, Jay. Schmoop's getting over Klimt and all that shit.
Oh, I'm sorry,
what?
Schmoop.
What? Shut it. She said shut it down. You know?
What? Well, we can shut it down. We've been on for more than an hour now, so.
Oh, no.
We can
we're
go ahead and wrap it up. We'll
no,
do so
no.
for Schmoop.
Jay,
I wouldn't do it for anybody else, but I'll do it for Schmoop.
No, screw her. We're going to let it roll.
No. Tell Schmoop to get on the air for a minute. Get on the phone.
Okay, hold on. It's Jay. Jay wants to talk to you. You know, that's just hurtful. She locked herself in the bathroom.
You know, I would like to say that this is the first time a woman's locked herself in the bathroom to avoid me, but it's not.
No, I don't think it was so much to avoid you as it was me.
Well, who does she think she's in there with? Charlie Sheen? Hey-o! All right, let's wrap it up.
I don't see the cat. Oh, this is just disturbing.
All right. We'll go ahead and wrap it up now.
Okay.
All right. Excellent, excellent show, Matt Man.
As always.
This will probably be our highest rated show ever.
It will be.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Jay.